We've been keeping our eyes on Great Island and the progress that is happening. And we did a check-in with Darien First Electman John Zagrodzky to hear what was recently decided by the town and how you can have a bigger role in plans moving forward.
Latest on the project is we have boiled this down to one imperative, and that imperative is to get parking on the island. So what we just did was we have hired the architect firm that helped us design the master plan to now do the design work and create the bid documents so that we can do the construction required to create that parking. And that process is about to start.
That's exciting. I mean, talk a little bit about, I always love to kind of go backtrack a little bit, John, and just let people know how we got to this place. But there's been, for understandable reasons, a lot of buzz around Great Island. And I think the public input has been such a huge part of this process, which you love to see. You know, with such a huge property and such meaning in the Darien area and beyond, obviously, surrounding communities are going to enjoy this too. How has the public kind of interest been in this process?
That's a great question. The public has been very interested, and the way we tried to capture and make use of that interest was in the strategy process that we had that culminated last year. And we worked with Reed Hildebrand, that's the architect firm that's now going to do the design work for parking, to develop a master strategy or a master plan. And we did that with substantial public input so that the plan we have in place now really reflects all that input and captured it effectively. In fact, the parking that we're going to put on Great Island is the parking that was designed in the master plan process.
Now, if I remember correctly, John, the last time we spoke, wasn't there a potential, or maybe this was just in my news, wasn't there a potential pitch to see how effective doing bus transit would be when we were trying to determine the parking situation and everything? Was that Great Island? I thought it was.
It was. And part of the problem right now is that Pear Tree Point Beach, which is where people have typically parked to walk over to Great Island, since we don't have on-island parking yet, that beach has been closed for some renovations and a redo of that parking lot. And so it's made access to Great Island problematic because people don't really have an obvious place to park. And so we had the idea of a shuttle service, but the problem with that is that the roadway that goes up to Great Island is also under construction.
Mm.
So what we've worked out is the folks who could really benefit from a shuttle service, I would say, are really older people and folks who are mobility impaired. And we've worked with a group in town called At Home in Darien, and it's a volunteer organization, and they provide rides to older people to get them to places like doctor visits. And they've agreed to help us provide mobility to Great Island, because keep in mind, this parking we're trying to put on Great Island is probably not going to be ready until the fall of 2027, just because these things take time.
Sure.
And so At Home in Darien is going to help us by making that one of their stops for the rides that they provide to, again, older people and people who have mobility challenges. So as soon as 23A is finished, that's our plan.
That's
the
awesome
roadway that goes up to Great Island that's under construction.
That's great. That's great. And again, we're talking to Darien's First Electman, John Zagrodzky, and the very latest with Great Island. In the Darien Times, they were talking about how the Board of Selectmen recently voted to create a 5-member building committee by the fall of this year to oversee development of the property. And I know you're a big fan of this, again, talking about just the input of the public, but also just transparency and making sure people know that there's kind of oversight, right? I mean, talk a little bit about who's going to make up this 5-person group.
Great question. So building committees in Darien were the brainchild of one of my predecessors, Jamie Stevenson, a terrific public servant in every way. And the idea was that anytime we had a project over $1 million, that we would create a building committee to provide exactly what you're talking about, which is just more oversight, more eyes on the project, and more transparency. Now, in this case, we're not really going to get to $1 million in construction on parking until sometime in the fall. But what the Board of Selectmen decided to do was to create a building committee now, even though the consulting work to do to the design and construction documents is, you know, less than $500,000. The reason for that is that there are some design decisions that have to be made, and we thought that adding transparency with a building committee would help even that process.
Mm.
So we voted to create a 5-member committee just for this design work. We'll get those folks appointed hopefully at our next meeting, and then when the actual construction starts, that's a bigger project, and we'll probably recreate the building committee this time with 7 members, and that's the one we'll create in the fall when the construction gets underway.
Are you also taking applications, though, right now to determine who would sit on that? Because obviously you're going to have the main developers or the kind of the design leads on this project, but is there opportunity for people to, I mean, apply for being on that board, that committee?
So I would say for this one, it's going to last this small building committee of 5 members is going to last about 4 months.
Okay.
It's not going to be super interesting in the sense of a ton of work. It's really just providing that extra oversight for this design process. I think the much more interesting building committee is going to be the one when the actual construction bids are taken in and we have to decide on a construction firm. Mm. And then the oversight of all that construction work, that's going to be a much meatier project. And that's where I think the public's going to be much more interested in being a member of that committee. So I think with this one, we'll probably appoint some folks who are associated with the master plan. I know Monica McNally, one of the members of the Board of Selectmen, she'll be on it because of her prior work on this. But the bigger committee, and I think the one where we'll want more public participation, will be in the fall.
Will that be something probably down the road we could do another update, I guess, when applications either are open or, you know, what qualities you're looking for in people representing? Because you're right. I think that's going to be more of the interest of the public when you're talking about who's going to be the construction company actually, you know, doing this development, but also what do those plans really look like? That's definitely going to draw, I think, more attention from the public. So do you have any idea when, probably in the fall, you'll have applications available?
I'd say we probably want to do this maybe in the late summer. And the reason for that is that you'd like the building committee in place when we open up bids for these construction companies so they can be part of that and the engagement process and contracting with that construction company. That is not construction per se, but an important part of getting that project started. I'd kind of like the building committee seated for that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Dan, keep in mind, what we're going to do is form the sort of preliminary or the early building committee for just this design process. We're going to do that now with 5 people. They'll finish in about 4 months, and then we'll appoint a new building committee of 7 members that's going to be focused on the meteor actual construction project, which will kick off in the fall.
And for people who, you know, first of all, haven't been to this property in person or haven't seen photos of it, you know, this is going to be done in phases, right, John? I mean, I think, you know, you're talking about this is a long haul kind of a project, but you will, you know, sort of slowly but surely have more and more access to Great Island. And there's a lot of ideas, like you said, that are on the table with what to do exactly, including, you know, there were conversations about, for example, like there are some buildings that are on property and what to do with those and, you know, making it either dog friendly or not. Right. I mean, these conversations are still kind of going on sort of actively on a consistent basis. Right.
That's right. And in fact, the master plan itself actually laid out a vision that incorporated public input as to what we could do with all these buildings. And if we did it all at once, it would be massive and many, many millions of dollars. And it would be crazy to try to say, let's try to do this all today, right now. It's much better to do what you're saying exactly, and that is to sequence all this. So what we're going to do is let's start with parking. Let's get it where everybody has access to the island. And then let's see what the next phase is. And we do that consistent with public input and public tolerance for the cost to doing it. And go from there. But sequencing is the key. You're right about that.
And I am going to link actually the website for the full vision, the Great Island Vision Plan. There is a website that you can access, learn more about it, kind of see, you know, everything that you would need to know about it and also engage on that website. I'm going to link it to John's podcast at the end of the show. I have a question, John, that I've not asked you about. It's really fascinating to me that right now, especially in middle to lower Fairfield County, there are 2 kind of revision projects going on. You have Great Island and Manresa Island happening kind of side by side. Like, you guys are pretty, are sort of in the same process. You've got, you know, I would say big steps that are happening. And it's almost amazing to watch how parallel the two projects are. 2 very different projects, 2 different visions. But what has that kind of been like? I know even when we knew you were coming on the show this week, there were a couple of people who, you know, had heard you were coming on and it said, now, which one is this? Is this the one in Norwalk or Darien? I'm like, no, this is the one in Darien. Manresa Island's the one in Norwalk. But it is quite fascinating, but also really exciting that you've got these two major projects, getting people outside, really getting back in touch with, you know, the land and what is to offer in both your communities. What has that been like?
That's a great question. I really have to applaud the family that put up the money to buy Manresa Island and the vision that they have for making that happen. And one of the things that I think is consistent with that vision and what we'll ultimately have with Great Island is kind of to your point about people getting outside. One of the things that all our communities have struggled with is mental illness and the stress, particularly among young people. And we see that all too frequently. And one of the things I learned by being out on Great Island is simply getting outside, getting up to the water, and that sort of calming effect that happens. I think when you go out there, you see what I'm talking about, and then you take a step back and reflect on, wow, if we could develop this as a place where everyone could go and, frankly, just chill out and be part of nature. There's nothing more calming than that, and that's why my offer extends to you again. I'd love to give you a tour. Come on out and take a look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about, and we'll talk about it on a future show.
Yes, I need to do that. It was on my schedule to do so, and I definitely dropped the ball. I'm pretty sure because of my kid. I would love to get out to Great Island. That is very much part of my plan, and I would like to do that. I mean, sooner rather than later. If the offer still stands, I so appreciate it because I would love to go out there and check it out. Yes, please, and thank you.
And tell you what I'll do. I'll call our friends in Norwalk. I have not seen Manresa Island myself. Why don't we see if we can arrange a tour?
Are we doing a park
tour?
Is that what we're doing, John? Are you and I doing like a park tour thing?
Let's do that, because what I want to do is let's take what we both see and then come talk about it in a way that I think will bring it to life more and show people the two visions for these properties and what we're trying to create for the public. I think people will have a better understanding if we can talk about it from that standpoint.
Looking forward to it. John Zagrotsky, again, the first electman of the great town of Darien. Thank you so much. And of course, if you want to learn more about the Great Island Vision Plan, be sure to check our website, voiceofct.com. We have a link listed there under Melissa in the Morning. We'll be right back.